This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snow slide, a snow pile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles, just off the Highway 46, offers a wonderful 90-minute or 2-hour spa service with a complimentary 15-minute peppermint foot rub or scalp massage. Gratuity on original price of service will be added to the bill. Leave feeling refreshed. Or why not invite your friends to meet you in Cello Restaurante and Bar to make it a full, relaxing day. Allegretto is a perfect place for your last-minute holiday get-togethers. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 9th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council holding a special meeting to certify Measure I-24. CAL FIRE conducting a prescribed burn south of Highway 1. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s, it's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Products. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solar Products. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. The purpose of this meeting is to declare and certify the election results of I-24 and to approve the administration agreements regarding the sales tax. According to the agenda, staff has called for this meeting due to a timing technicality in state law. The City Council is required to certify the Measure I-24 election results no later than December 12th. If this does not occur, Measure I-24 will start on July 1st, 2025, rather than April 1st. City Council will also have to approve an agreement with the California Department of Tax Fee Administration for implementation of the sales tax, which the agenda says will prioritize spending its revenues on improving the city's long-term finances, fixing damaged streets, roads, and infrastructure, synchronizing traffic signals, maintaining traffic and pedestrian safety, and improving emergency evacuation routes. The City of Paso Robles announced that repairs to Commerce Way have been scheduled for January 2025. The project will begin after underlying infrastructure in the area has been repaired. The infrastructure repair will first start at Flagway, moving down Scott Street until Commerce Way is reached. The update came from a social media post on the Pass Robles City Updates account. CAL FIRE conducting a prescribed burn south of Highway 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE announced they'll be conducting a series of prescribed burns this week in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies. The burns are scheduled for Tuesday, December 10th through Wednesday, December 11th. CAL FIRE says burns start at 10 a.m. each day if weather conditions are favorable. The burns will take place south of Highway 1 between Kennett Road and Gilardardi Road outside of San Luis Obispo. According to the CAL FIRE, they plan to cover approximately 90 acres of vegetation, which will help reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires in the region and promote ecological resilience and diversity on the landscape. Melody Drive in Pass Robles will see one of its lanes closed starting today and going through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-lane traffic control during working hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure is being done so PG&E can bore a new power line in the area. This information comes as a release from the Pass Robles Engineering Division. Holiday magic continues for Atascadero this December with the next event, Winter Wonderland, bringing 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this event coming up.
Friday, December 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. in the downtown, we will have 70 tons of snow to make that snow slide area. Everybody's involved. A lot of all ages can come and enjoy the snow pile areas, the snow slide itself. They can also enjoy the different bounce houses and bungee jumping. We have over 50 vendors in the downtown. We have a ton of our community coming out to sing in the choir and dance. So it involves pretty much everyone, and there's something for everybody to enjoy.
Atascadero's Winter Wonderland is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. The County Board of Supervisors will consider a proposed solid waste rate increase and a hearing date for the rate increase in its next meeting on December 10th. According to the agenda, the rate increase came from a request by USA Waste of California Incorporated in accordance with its agreement with the county. The proposed rate increase is 3.2% and will affect unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Huerjuero, Simler, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers in the unincorporated areas, which will allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for valid written protests, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. A student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo was reportedly assaulted by six individuals early Saturday morning, according to an email by the university's communications department. The email says the student was assaulted at around 3 a.m., when the six men reportedly assaulted them on the pathway between Inyo and Buena Vista in Poly Canyon Village. He did not sustain life-threatening injuries, according to the email, and additional details of the assault are not immediately available. The student described the assaulting men as Hispanic, between the ages of 18 to 20 years old, driving a white four-door sedan. Cal Poly's police department is currently investigating the incident. In sports for the NFL, the Buccaneers defeated the Raiders 28-13, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals 30-18, the Chiefs over the Chargers 19-17, the Rams defeat the Bills 44-42, the 49ers beat the Bears 38-13. Tonight, the Bengals will face the Cowboys in Monday Night Football. In the NBA, the Lakers defeated the Trailblazers 107-98, the Kings over Utah Jazz 141-97, the Rockets beat the Clippers 117-106, the Warriors over the Timberwolves 114-106. Tonight, the Knicks will face the Raptors. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Health officials are warning travelers who passed through LAX the day before Thanksgiving that they may have been exposed to measles. UC Davis Medical Center Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases, Dr. Dean Blumberg, says measles can be serious.
Before vaccination in 1963 in the U.S., there were more than 3 million cases every year in the U.S., resulting in almost 50,000 hospitalizations and 400 to 500 deaths every year.
A baby who was contagious arrived at the airport on a Qatar Airways flight and spent time in Terminal B. Members of the San Francisco Bay Area Syrian community are celebrating the fall of the Assad regime after a half century in power.
Bashar Assad, of course, his father 10 years before, and, you know, like through the revolution, 14 years, unbelievable.
An elated crowd gathered in San Francisco's Civic Center Plaza Sunday to celebrate. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
The big holiday beauty sale at Ulta Beauty is happening now. Get the best gifts up to 50% off, including can't-miss deals on Urban Decay palettes, luxurious YSL and Armani fragrances, and the fabulous Shark Dryer and Styler. But that's not all. New deals drop every week. So whether you're treating yourself or finding the perfect gifts for your crew, head to an Ulta Beauty store today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and farm news brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's farm income forecast for 2024 revealed a difficult year for the nation's agricultural producers. USDA projected the net farm income at $140 billion for 2024, down about $6 billion from 2023 and down about $41 billion from $181 billion in 2022, when net farm income reached its peak. USDA's December report underscores the volatility of the U.S. farm economy as farmers face their second consecutive year of declining income, the American Farm Bureau Federation said in an analysis of the forecast. Crop producers in particular face dramatic declines in cash receipts, with little hope for immediate relief as global supply chain disruptions continue and prices for key commodities remain depressed. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smolk and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smolk and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Some clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight with lows right around 30, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with cloudy skies in the evening. Highs will be in the upper 60s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy starting Wednesday, going to Friday. Then cloudy skies on Saturday with about a 30% chance of showers early. Partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 60s on Wednesday, then low 60s beginning Thursday, going into the weekend, and 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
Give the gift of health this holiday season. Hi, I'm Josie, manager of The Natural Alternative. This December, enjoy 20% off all CBD products and 15% off all gift cards. CBD has many health benefits, from reducing inflammation to getting more restful sleep. Check out our CBD holiday gift bags today. Gift certificates are available today. Happy holidays from our family to yours. The Natural Alternative Nutrition Center, 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Chinese-based ByteDance and its short-format video app, TikTok, are asking an appeals court to temporarily block a law that would require parent company ByteDance to divest TikTok by January 19th or face a ban pending a review by the U.S. Supreme Court. And Reddit is launching a new AI-powered search tool called Reddit Answers. The tool, essentially a chatbot, responds to queries by generating responses and showing links to its sources. It gets things directly from Reddit, which means users could skip Google and get information directly from the source. This is the Social News and Forum website looks to increase user interactions and keep users on the site longer. Reddit Answers will initially roll out to a limited number of users in the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
All right, it's December, and now you have till December 19th. They're having a big thing there at Boyd's, a cigar event from 5 till 8. That's 5 till 8 o'clock, and celebrate the holidays. They'll have a classic Christmas dinner with, roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, beans, and, of course, apple pie for dessert. Cigar specials and great prices. The event is just $30 per person or free for lounge members. You must RSVP by next Monday to be included in the dinner. You can go to boydstobaccoelegantgifts.com. Of course, you can call them, 239-8701. All right, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition, The Right Choice.
Morning, it's
Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, Christmas wreath for the front door. Well, I've got a gift certificate from Agape Christmas Trees there on Templeton Road. Open every day till Christmas, 9 to 9. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have won that gift certificate. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Kevin, I'd like to go back to the subject from the previous hour. This trash that we're being fed by politicians that if we don't do something about a more discriminate way to keep illegal aliens in this country when they shouldn't be here, is our food supply. But these same people, right here in California, this same governor has passed legislation that's going to stop trucks carrying food from coming into our state. But nobody wants to talk about that. It's all now all about picking vegetables. Well, it's not. That is not so. The bottom line is that the government is going to stop the food supply, the food chain, for Californians, unless they grow it in their backyard, because I don't see any way out of it, because the cottage industry has not been struck yet. To where they'll drop the trailers outside of California, and then you'll have a fleet of California trucks that will go across the border and get the food. That's what's going to happen. It has nothing to do with illegal immigrants by the millions to pick our fruits and vegetables. And it's about time that the farmers and the fruits and vegetables got a bit of truth. And that truth is that the very politicians that the Democrats in this state seem to be enamored with keeping in office are cutting off their food supply. The rest of the nation's also going to entertain some reduction in the cost of fuel. We won't, not in California. We even co-opt our energy to people like 3CE, for example. So we have a lot of things in this state that are going to come back to bite people in the backside. Democrats are going to be bit because everybody has to eat. Most people go to work with a car or drive. We have millions of cars here. The bottom line is, we're shutting off our own food supply.
Well, the food supply, okay, but I was thinking about this over the weekend. We have a push by the state of California to go electric with everything. Mandates and so forth.
Yes.
We don't have the infrastructure for it. And recently, how many times has the PUC, I think that's what it is, Public Utilities Commission, raised electric rates on the taxpayers? Quite a few times in the last year.
They've allowed it, yes.
Okay, so the cost of us just living with electricity keeps going higher and higher and higher.
Correct.
The government is pushing it towards us. We don't have the grid to handle it. Why are they doing that?
Because they want the voting public to come to an all-ahead stop. That's how you take over a country. The radical faction of the Democratic Party, that's why you see people of prominence actually leaving the Democratic Party, because they don't want to be affiliated with what the new Democrat Party is.
But
and our governor is a preeminent member trying to elevate himself within his party.
Okay, I understand you have the elitist that want to control. However, to take over and run a country, you need to have productive people.
Yes.
What incentive, I mean, in history, people could look at history. What incentive would people have to be successful?
They don't have if you put roadblocks in their way.
Well, you
they
do.
They can't succeed. They can see ahead of time they can't succeed.
Well, you have that end of it, and you also have, at least for now, you have incentive for people not to be successful at all in the so-called, you know, the capitalistic system now, because the government is giving them so much to live on without them basically having to do nothing.
That's correct. That is occurring. There's no doubt about that. People come here illegally, so they're already criminals. They've already broken the laws of the United States. And then we give them money and a place to live. Why not go there? This adage that these illegal people are going to go immediately to the fields and harvest crops is a lie, outright lie. And they know it. They know it. When they say it, when it passes their lips, they know it. And this little boy that you've got running this state, because he has never had to grow up, never had a job, right, not even taking the trash out at home. And that's what you're up against. Somebody who's going to save the planet with his global warming issues.
Well,
no, he's not.
Well, he's not the only one that wants to be on that path.
That's true.
We're seeing it in many other states and then around the world.
Yes, that's true, but there's a lot of states that do just fine without it also. And if you want to get right down to the bottom line, what they're saying to people is, well, we got to kill off a few people because that's the direction you're headed. And of course you've got people that are forever trying to take advantage of circumstances. We've got it right here with two or three issues. Local, like somebody says, all politics are local. Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that. But right here, right now, the state budget is underwater. The state pension system is underwater. And I'm not talking about these two things are not underwater by mere millions. We're talking about billions here. And now they just added another department that's over $1 billion underwater, and it's the unemployment insurance people here in the state of California. They're running out of money to steal from someplace else to hand out.
Well, they owe the federal government, $21 billion.
That's correct.
Now, think about this number. When the libs and the progressive, well, you know, the people that come in here illegally, you know, with the vegetables and they help us. All right, now, here's a number I came across. In the last year, illegals, I don't know how this works, undocumented immigrants, what they're saying, using individual tax identification numbers, they paid $59.4 billion in federal taxes. Okay? That sounds great, doesn't it? You know what? The illegals cost us in the United States in the same time frame?
About double that.
$150 billion. Now, it doesn't take a CPA to figure out, so they put in 59, but they take out 150. We're losing.
Right.
We're losing.
Yes. Oh, no question about that. Look at the national debt. I mean, it's almost insurmountable at this time. Going forward, we're going to have to figure something out. But what do we keep doing? We keep increasing it. We don't learn anything from it. We just add to it. And that's what's happening in this state. This state will be segregated from the United States before this little boy gets done in Sacramento. And you're doing it both fiscally and with regulation. And the same people that you vote for, all you Democrats, they're the ones that are doing it to you, and they're doing it to all of us. I am certainly not a Democrat. Everybody knows that. But you better start thinking about whether or not you're an old-school Democrat or you're a radical leftist, because that's exactly the direction you're going. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to live in a socialist country if I can help it. So I'm happy to help along the way. But the bottom line is that I'm going away before too long, and the rest of you aren't.
Well, you know, the danger, and we've, over the years, you know, we've seen this because, you know, I used the word boil last hour. We have raised a couple of generations now of people who just expect the government to do a lot of things for them, and they want more, and they think it's free. And I don't know how we've become dumb enough to believe that it's free. They keep having to take more money out of us because they're giving away to people who are capable, but they've been raised that they don't have to be capable.
That's correct. And how unfortunate.
Cody, to me, unfortunate is our circumstances beyond. I think it's pathetic.
It is. It is that we're as sophisticated as we claim to be, and yet we can't seem to get the basics. For an example, right here locally, I'm kind of, because of what I've done in my professional life, I want to know how come the city manager's back to work with the same city council person that's sitting on the same city council that was that way when he claimed that the city council person and the city and everybody caused a lot of heart problems for him or a lot of physical problems for him. How does he come right back to work? Is it his doctor that said it was okay? Or was it a city doctor appointed by the city? There's something going on there that I'm not clear on. And that's the stuff that's going on all the time. Whether it's local or national, it doesn't seem to matter. It's how do we defeat our constituents today? How do we regulate and tax our constituents today?
Well, one thing regarding Cry Lewis is, I'm just guessing here, is that he has a contract, and the stipulations, whether he could have accrued time, the state of California, you have the Medical Leave Act and so forth, and that he did not resign his position.
Okay, but have you resolved the issues that caused it the first time? That hasn't been addressed as far as I can tell. We're having emergency meetings this afternoon so we can make up for something that we neglected to do in a timely fashion.
Well, I don't know about that part, because they alluded to in the story that Chris said is because of some changes in the state laws. So
the changes in the state laws are on the books and occurred a long time ago. Nothing recently. Nothing overnight that would cause this. This has been on the books for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Iris Yang retired. Somebody needs to find another senior partner, and we deserve it.
Well, obviously, because of the ineptness that we've seen here, that's not going to happen with this city council. And we got another call. Thank you for yours. Let's go to the... Well, you were there. Call back at 238-5775. 238 KPRL. Let's see. a couple of emails. The answer would be, yes, I have wondered that. Can't do that on the air. All right, folks, we did have that. So, the numbers of the $150 billion a year, that doesn't include the criminal activity and the incarceration numbers. So, you know, it's over $200 billion a year. Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Good morning. After your guys' talk on the electric bikes last week, I had been noticing one of these young fellers riding his up and down 46 out here by the airport. And, he crosses over Airport Road, you know, at, like, full speed. And he's wearing all black, no helmet. The bike itself is black. So, Yeah, he's not trying to protect himself with any reflective or, you know, bright colors. But then Saturday, on the way through the roundabout there, I was coming back from the airport back towards downtown, and they had one leg of the roundabout closed down because one of those e-bikes and a vehicle had collided. I saw the fire engine leaving, and I saw the owners of the vehicle there, you know, with the police, but no, I didn't see the rider of the bike, so I'm afraid he may have gone away in an ambulance. But yeah, that's definitely got to keep our eyes open for these guys out there, because they don't have any regard for their safety.
Well, okay, if they don't have any regard for their safety, then, and I'm not being smart aleck here, if they don't have the regard for it, so what?
Yeah, exactly. It's you can only lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink, you know.
Well,
it's unfortunate that they, I think those things are, not that I want to add regulation to anything, but yeah, those things are unregulated. And I just remember if I was a kid and I had a motorized anything, I would have been talked to by the policeman. And I see those things on sidewalks, and I see them going the wrong way on bike paths or bike lanes, and you name it. And they're fast and they're quiet. You don't hear them coming, but yeah, they're going motorcycle speeds and they're not wearing helmets. So.
Well, as I said last week, let the Darwin Awards begin.
Yeah, I think it'll handle some of the problem. But yeah, all right, guys, have a great day.
All right, thanks. Self-extermination. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, I kind of missed the bottom part of that conversation with Cody, but I did want to bring this up, and that was when I was a young man, there was a program called the Bracero Act, and I knew because where I lived, they used to come in and work. And what it is they would bus them in from Mexico, and they would work, they would get paid, and they would take their money that they made and go back to their communities back where they lived in Mexico. And in actuality, it probably saved the United States housing and medical and, unemployment, what we are paying now for all these illegals that are here in our community. But it really did work, and it was real effective. I was a young man, and I did work the fields out there with them, and I thought it was very effective. And they were real happy with the fact that they were making good money, and they were taking it back to their communities. And I'm sure the Mexican government thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, because here they're making money, and they're coming back and spending it back in Mexico. So. That's, I missed the beginning part of what Cody was talking about, but the fact is that did work. It did work. And, they were very, very pleased with the manner in which the program worked, because they'd bus them in, and they'd after the crops were picked, and these were flowers that they were picking where I was at, and when they were done, they'd gather them together, and they would go back to the communities. So,
okay, well, yeah, I've heard about that program, and but you said something I kind of laughed about, is that the program worked, and so when
it seemed to.
Yeah, well, our educational system used to work as well, but you get people in there, and then they want to change it. And they end up screwing it up. It's what government does best. They all ought to ride. They all ought to hop on an electric bike with no helmets.
Well, yeah. Well, what would you do if you thought, well, let me ask you, I can go to the United States, work, make money, go back and spend it in my community, or I could go to the United States and get everything for free? I don't know. That's a tough choice, you know? Okay, that's my thought.
All right, thanks. We've got to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Paso Robles announced that repairs to Commerce Way have been scheduled for January 2025. The project will begin after underlying infrastructure in that area has been repaired, which will start at Flag Way, moving down Scott Street until Commerce Way is reached. Melody Drive in Paso Robles will see one of its lanes closed today and going through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-lane traffic control during working hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The closure is being done so PG&E can bore a new power line in the area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is granted asylum in Russia, his family's 5 decades rule over the country taken over by rebels.
With Syria's backers, Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, either weakened or distracted by other wars, the rebels seized their chance. But the U.S. and Israel aren't taking any chances. American jets hitting ISIS locations, Israel targeting suspected chemical weapon sites.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Unable to come to a manslaughter verdict, the jury for Daniel Penny's trial in New York is today considering just the lesser charge, criminally negligent homicide.
Penny, who is white, placed Jordan Neely, who is black, in a chokehold for about 6 minutes in May of 2023 after Neely acted erratically on a subway car. Penny says he was protecting other passengers, while prosecutors say he went too far in responding to Neely, who was unarmed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Saturday night, it's the annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase. A present to the community from the Paso Robles Main Street Association, the City of Paso Robles, and Vine Street neighbors and businesses. Stroll down historic Vine Street between 8th and 21st Streets and see beautifully decorated homes, Scrooge, the Snow King and Queen, and Santa and Mrs. Claus. Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase, this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, some clouds early, then sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 30s, upper 60s. Mostly sunny on Tuesday. Same on Wednesday. Thursday, some clouds, low 60s. And Friday, maybe some showers, about a 30%. Saturday morning, then low 60s. Low 60s Sunday, and low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:02 a.m., 4:51 p.m. It's 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, HutchHeatingandAir.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. All right, a little hoop shot contest. Paso Robles Elks, Almond Acres Academy, Charter Academy. It's taking place. December 15th, registration 9 a.m., contest at 10 a.m., Unleashing Gritty Kids. It's free to all kids 8 to 13 years old, so go out there and maybe win a couple of trophies or so, and they've got a free lunch for you as well. So that is the Paso Robles Elks Hoop Shoot Contest, December 15th. And we have another, the Paso Robles Moose Lodge. They have holiday give-back campaign. Let me see here. What are they thrilled to announce the launch of its 2024 Give Back program designed to spread joy and support. Campaign will culminate on Christmas Day with the third annual Ricky Biddle Memorial Day of Giving, a beloved event that provides essential services and gifts to the community, membership food drive, holiday good donations, and so forth. So you can go to PasoMooseOutreach@gmail.com. PasoMooseOutreach@gmail.com. Community Calendar was brought to you by America Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Just bank on better. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. It's a little poem there, but you just don't know it. All right, local celebrities on this month. We have Sheila Brandon, Kelly McCullough, Shelley Batram, Alicia Saylor, and Shelley Bear. There you have the local celebrities. Now, on my right-hand side, not a bad day. Let's see here. John Milton, the poet, 1608-1674. Emmett Kelly, the clown, 1898-1979. Wizard of Oz, Margaret Hamilton, 1902-1985. Freddie Martin, the center, the band leader, 1906-1983. Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., 1909-2000. Very good actor, Broderick Crawford, 1911-1986. The tipster, Tip O'Neill, 1912-1994.
Kirk Douglas,
1916-2020, oh, the man, John Elroy Sanford, Red Fox, 1922-1991, Dick Van Patten, 1928-2015. Good actor, John Cassavetes, 1929-1989. Buck Henry is an actor and a pretty good writer, 1930-2020, from Kentucky, and Hall of Fame basketball, Cliff Hagan, 1931. Let's see here, Morton Downey Jr., 1933-2001, Orville Moody, golf, 1933-2008. Also on the list we have David Houston, country singer, 1938-1993. The Deacon, David Deacon Jones, one of the best, 1938-2013. Bo Bridges, 1941. One of the greatest linebackers of all time, Dick Butkus, 1942-2023. Jim Merritt, pretty good pitcher, 1943. From the Orlons, don't hang up, oh no, Shirley Brickley, 1944-1977, my goodness. Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Oklahoma way back when. Steve Owens, 1947. Tom Kite, golf, 1949. Also, we have Otis Birdsong, Not a Bad Hoopster, 1955. Sylvia, remember the song Nobody, 1956. Everybody's favorite. Just kidding. Donny Osmond, 1957. Also on the list, we have... not a bad pitcher when he first came up. A lot of hype. Todd Van Poppel, 1971. Let's see here. And that is it. All right, passing away on this day, Fulton Sheen, the bishop, 1979. Also passing away on this day, race car guy Al Unser Sr., 2021. Marianne Mobley, different strokes, 2014. Gene Barry, he's cool. He's cool. Bat Masterson, 2009. Wrong Way Corrigan. Yes, the Doug Corrigan, the pilot, 1995. And, oh, Vincent Gardenia. He's from All in the Family. Frank Lorenzo, 1992. And I believe that is it. Yep. All right, going to the top of the list. There was a rookie by the name of Alti Taylor. He played against the Bears. And in the first game he played against them afterwards, he told a reporter that Butkus was overrated. Well, the next time the teams played that season, Butkus responded by chasing Taylor out of bounds after a play and causing him to jump into the stands at Wrigley Field. The one and the only. All-American. By the way, he was a two-way player at Illinois, center and middle linebacker, considered one of the greatest middle linebackers of all time. Number 51, Mr. Dick Butkus, goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this afternoon at 4. The purpose of this meeting is to declare and certify the election results of Measure I-24. If the council does not certify I-24 no later than December 12th, the sales tax will start on July 1st, 2025, rather than April 1st. CAL FIRE announced they'll be conducting a series of prescribed burns this week in cooperation with private landowners and other agencies. Burns are scheduled for Tuesday, December 10th through Wednesday, the 11th. They'll take place south of Highway 1 between Connect Road and Gilardi Road. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All right, Mr. Butkus there. He used to train himself to avoid blockers by running directly at trees, and at the last second, well, just started, you know, a little juking a little bit and stuff like that. By the way, Earl Campbell said that Dick Butkus was one of his heroes when he grew up. He died in October of 23 at 80. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.